Learning with Shabbat over Vadi Yosef and Shabbat Shabbat Yechavedad Chelo Gimel Siman Ayin Zit. The question is, you have to stand up for a woman teacher. And Isha Chachama, Isha, we tell Midah Chachama. Do you have to stand up? We know you have to stand up for a Talmid Chacham. You have to stand up for someone who is an older man. What about a woman? How does that work? First of all, you have to stand. So the question here is, you have to stand up for an Isha Talmidah Chachama. That's the original question that he's asked. Now, we know there are other two areas you have to stand up for an older person, Zakin, which we actually talked about. That was Siman Ayin Aleph, which I think we learned a long time ago. What about a woman, a Zakina, who's older? And then what about, we have a concept of an Eshet Chaver. Eshet Chaver is the wife of a Talmid Chacham. So the Gemara in Shavuot, right, that Rav Nachman did, in fact, he stood up in front of Rav Huna's wife. Why? There's a din of Eshet Chaver. She's the wife of a Talmid Chacham. You have to stand up for her as well. So, and Tosfot, the Ramban, the Ran there say, that's a din d'oraita. The same way you have to stand up for the Chaver. Chaver means a, not your friend, but it means someone who's Muchzak B'Yirat Shamayim. That's the Gemara's expression. For a Talmid Chacham, so too for his wife. That is a din d'oraita. So if you have to stand up for the wife of a Talmid Chacham, so you certainly have to stand up for a woman who happens to be a Talmid Chacham herself. So Rav Adi says, well, wait a minute. Why do you have to stand up for the Eshet Chaver? When you stand up for her, who are you giving kavod to? You're doing kavod to her husband. And how do I know? Let's say he passes away. Leah Nara, he passes away. After 120 years, he passes away. And then she's a little bit younger. So you don't have to stand up for her anymore. Midin d'araita, you don't have to stand up for anymore. Rishonim say you should. Midat chasidut, it's not right. That for the last 80 years, we stood up for the lady. Now we're going to stop. She's an old lady. Come on. Okay, midat chasidut, we'll keep doing it. But al pidin, you don't have to. You don't have to. You see that the kavod that you have to give to her is only because of her husband. And maybe, so what about her? So, okay, but what about the woman who's a Talmidah Chachama? So yes, Makom to say, he suggests that, well, why do you have to stand up for a Talmid Chacham? Because he knows Torah. But he's teaching you Torah. That's the responsibility. But he's mitzvah to teach you Torah. A man is obligated to learn Torah, and therefore maybe you have to stand up because he fulfilled his mitzvah. Right? There's a notion of standing up b'fnei osei mitzvah. So the Talmid Chacham is always doing the mitzvah. He's always osek in Talmud Torah. I have to stand up for him. But a woman is not obligated in Talmud Torah in the same way that a man is. A woman needs to know what she needs to do, but there is no kiyum of Talmud Torah. A woman's not obligated to learn Torah more than she needs to actually know how to do. Whereas a man, we're obligated, woman, we're obligated not only to know what to do, but also Kodashim and Zraim. I'm not a Kohen, but nonetheless, you have a mitzvah to learn all of Masachet Kodashim. What about this Korban and that Korban and Tumah and Tara and Zraim and planting like this? There's a mitzvah to learn all of Torah. So maybe that's why you have to stand up for a Talmid Chacham. It wouldn't apply to a woman. Now the Sefer Chassidim already deals with this. The Sefer Chassidim includes, right, he says, Mipnei Seiva Takum, includes an Isha Zkena. Right, he includes an Isha Zkena, but he writes, who are these old women walking around? They're not really walking around, but in theory, you have to stand up for an Isha Zkena. So how do you know you have to stand up for Talmid Chacham? So Mipnei Seiva Takum, Behadarta Pnei Zaken, that same Pasuk, which was in the previous Tshuva, is not only they have to stand up for an older person, but also someone who is a Talmid Chacham. So if that pasuk also applies to women, so you have to stand up for a Zkena, and for an Isha, who's a Talmidah Chachama. Now this is... So that's the question of being as Kavod. Kavod for an older person. The Gemara there says not only an older person, but someone who's Zaken B'Chochma, meaning they're a Talmid Chacham, you have to stand up for them also. It's another way of saying Zaken. Right? The Shabim Zakenim in the Midbar were presumably older, I guess. But their status was because they were the Talmid Chachamim, they were Sanhedrin. Right? Zaken is considered to be Chochmah. So if that same Pasuk... But Shishim, Shivim, right? So that's what we talk about, 60, 70, right? So, but if the same Pasuk that teaches to stand up for an older person teaches to stand up for Talmid Chacham, and the Sefer Chassidim says that applies to a woman's Kena, so it should also apply to a woman's Talmid Chachamah. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz Nahalachat Ktanot says, you know, I would have thought you wouldn't have to. But the Sefer Chassidim said you do, so you do, and you need to, and you need to stand up. The Shuvat Beit Yehuda says the same thing. Meaning, why are you standing up for an older person? Just because they're older? So yeah, if it's just because they're older, so what's the difference if they're a man or a woman? You're standing up for an older person, for kavod for an older person. Older person is an older person, whether they're a man or a woman. And therefore also, if a woman is a Talmidah Chachamah, if she's less than 70, the same way that a man who's Talmidah Chachamah less than 70 have to stand up, if that applies to a woman who's older, so do the pasuk also applies to an Isha Talmidah Chachamah.
I'm thinking,
So there are. Okay, so fine, but now there are. Okay, so fewer, but now there certainly are. And so that's why the question becomes more relevant. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, nowadays you'd have to stand up for Nisha. Tell me the Chachamah, that's where he's getting to, that you would certainly have to do so. Yeah, meaning if she's a younger woman, she's a Talmid HaChachamah, you have to stand up for her. And Liana Rad, there are plenty. I happen to know several of them. Meaning, in our circles, there are many women who teach Torah on a high level. And, you know, I mean... So there are many of them. You know, I mean, Yamima Mizrahi has more students than I think most men I know. I mean, there are many women. I'm not going to... I'm singling her out only because she has, like, a worldwide platform. But she teaches Torah on a high level. You have to stand up for her. She teaches Torah on a high level. Oh, so that's a good question. You have to stand up for him as kavod for her. So we say eshet chaver, meaning isto kegufo. If the reason you have to stand up for an eshet chaver because isto kegufo, she's like him. But if she's like him, he's like her. No, I know, it's a good question. So that's the question. What is a talmid chacham? Is talmid chacham someone who can answer every halacha? Meaning, or no, you have to only answer that which you're obligated to do. Meaning a woman has a much more narrow thing of what she needs to do. But there are women who can do that, first of all. And generally, I think we're generally a little more lax with that. I don't think we... I would argue that we stand for male rabbis who can't answer all of those questions as well. So he doesn't get into that definition here, but he assumes that such women exist. He assumes that there are such... that there are such women that are there. Now, this discussion is in what's considered to be an Isha Talmidei Chachamah. It comes up in the context, the only place where Rav Avadia quotes it is in Siman Shin Samech Aleph in Yoreh Deah. Hilchot Kvura. Why? When you have a funeral, do you have to go if you're learning? Do we have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah? Do we stop the boys learning in Yeshiva to go to a funeral? So it depends on the level of the person. How big of a Talmid Chacham are there? So there's a whole discussion, does a woman qualify, not qualify? That's the only discussion he has. He says, but that's not relevant. That's where Bitul Talmud Torah. Here, I think the point of Rishabdai is that it's a lower definition here. Here it's an issue of kavod, and therefore it's relevant. However, the Ben Yishchai says that it doesn't apply. That it doesn't apply to women, and he's saying, no, it should apply to women, and we should stand up. My general approach is safek kavod la'achmir. Whenever you can give more kavod, kavod is free. Kavod is not free when it comes to bitul talmud Torah for a funeral. When it comes to a funeral and you're stopping yeshiva, then it's not free. But any kavod that's free, I think we should give more of it. It makes people feel good, so then why not? That doesn't mean you have to, but he's saying you have to. And he says even more than that, certainly a woman has to stand up for her teacher. Meaning to stand up for your teacher is even a higher level. Because that person is teaching you something, you have to stand up kavod that they are actually teaching you. So you have to stand up for the teacher. So if there's a female teacher, so you certainly have to stand up for a woman teacher who's teaching Torah. No, we're teaching Torah. We're talking about teaching Torah. If the non-Jewish teacher is above 70, so then there's a whole debate. You have to stand up for an older person who's 70, who's over than 70, either they're not Jewish or for another debate time. But a woman who's teaching Torah, you have to stand up for her. So someone wants to say, no, but they get paid.
But it's still a question, what would
they
have, would be required to stop doing?
Yeah, what would you have,
they have to stop working when I'm working for
school. No, but is it appropriate, do you teach the student, which is a very awkward thing as a teacher, do you tell them to stand up when she walks into the room? So I always tell the students they have to stand up when the female teachers walk in, because they're not going to tell them, so I tell them. I tell them, so they listen to me, they stand up for her, and then hopefully that works for like 5 minutes. They forget the next day usually. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Rav Avadia says, what if the child Talmid Chacham and the parent is not? So they have to stand up for each other? They have to say, he has to stand up for his father and he has to stand up, not to be mechel, but they certainly can. There's a whole debate that Rav Avadia stands for Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Rav Yitzchak certainly stood for Rav Avadia, should he have stood, because it's not like you have to stand up for someone who's a bigger Talmid Chacham than you. Let's assume Rav Avadia held he was higher than Rav Yitzchak. That's just, whatever, these aren't... It's irrelevant. You stand up for every Talmid Chacham. Rav Avadia used to stand up for all Talmid Chachamim. So I don't remember if he stood up for... maybe someone remembers. But I think he was much better to stand up for everybody. She is teaching. But once he's teaching them Torah, you have to have a sense of karat hatov. You have to stand up. Yeah, they have to stand up for you. Absolutely. You're right, but they're your teacher. But you're their teacher. Meaning there's two levels. One is the Talmid Chacham. You have to stand up for Talmid Chachamim. Then you have to stand up for your teacher who's teaching you Torah. That's a separate issue. You have to sit and stand and teach Torah. And so someone say, oh, but they're getting paid. He's like, motivation is irrelevant here. You're standing up because they're teaching you Torah. I don't care what their motivation is. They're teaching you Torah. You got to stand up. That's the din. He also says you can't call. I don't think this happens in this country. It happens more in Israel. You can't refer to the teacher by their first name. So I guess this happens in Israel where it's a more casual atmosphere. But you have to say Hamora something. You can't just call her by her first name. The same way you can't call any Rabbi. You can't call her by the first name of a teacher. You have to say by Hamora or something. Refer to them with a dignified title. They're teaching Torah. And therefore you're required to give them kavod, both by standing and by not referring to them by the first name. And he says, yeah, yeah. Then the final conclusion, you have to stand up for Nisha Chachama, you have to stand up for Nisha Skena, and a student has to stand up for her teacher, and not to refer by her first name. And if an older woman comes onto the bus, which is why it's followed from the previous question, then obviously you should stand up. I don't think we need a Shuvani Chavedah to tell you that you should get up out of your place to stand up for an older woman on the bus. But now you could say, it says so in the Halakha, an older woman walks on the bus, you must stand up as well.